In the news, the Taliban officially confirmed Thursday that its founder and leader, Mullah Omar, is dead. The Taliban Supreme Council also named Mullah Akhtar Mansour as its new leader. The Taliban did not indicate when Mullah Omar died. On Wednesday, the Afghan government said he died 2 years ago. Earlier Thursday, the Pakistani government said Afghan peace talks would be postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban. The Nigerian army said Thursday it rescued 59 women, children, and older men who had been captured by Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided hideouts of the Boko Haram group near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. The officials say many Boko Haram militants were killed in the rescue operation. The army also said it seized weapons and vehicles. Boko Haram militants often raid villages and kidnap people, forcing them to become Muslim. The latest voter study shows American businessman Donald Trump with a big lead in the Republican Party presidential race. The Quinnipiac University National Poll has Mr. Trump in the lead with 20%. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is next with 13%. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush comes in third with 10%. The number of Republican candidates has grown to 17. Former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore entered the race on Wednesday. The United States government said Thursday it would investigate the killing in Zimbabwe of a protected lion. An American man, Walter James Palmer, hunted and killed the beloved lion known as Cecil. U.S. investigators said they had not been able to reach Mr. Palmer, a dentist in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Also, President Obama's administration said it will examine a U.S. public request to send Mr. Palmer to Zimbabwe for legal action. An administration official said the petition had more than 100,000 signatures.